incorporating element of 2SHB 1579 into the hydraulic code rules and briefing and new rulemaking timeline.
Good morning, Commissioners. This is Morgan Carlson, Habitat Program Director. A quick overview, and then I'm going to invite Randy Thurston to speak about some additional detail that's in your briefing materials. You may recall that we had planned at this point that if there were no major changes required by the public comments received on the CR 102, that this call could be an opportunity to adopt the recommendations of staff. The briefing that we provided for you here today is to give you a little bit more information about the comments that we've received. One of those comments dictates an additional step of a supplemental CR 102, which will extend the timeline for the rulemaking, and so that's what we're going to be walking you through today. Are there any questions about any additional information you guys need as a reminder of this rulemaking before we talk a little bit more about the comments we've received? All right. Randy.
So we received 9 letters, and you heard from 4 people at the hearing in January. From the 9 letters, we're proposing to make 9 changes. 8 of those are minor, and 1 of those is substantial, as Morgan mentioned. Those changes are in the table starting on page 2. Most of the first set of changes, although it looks like a lot, really don't affect have an effect on the rules in terms of the requirements to the regulated community. What they are is changes that provide more clarity or transparency, and so we're proposing to make those changes in this supplemental CR 102. The last change is to the penalty schedule, and it's actually the last change on the table on page 4. And we received a comment from the regulated community asking us to provide more detail in the penalty schedule in how the managers will determine or assess the penalty, how it will be calculated. And so looking at this, and the history of this, we felt it was prudent to provide more transparency and clarity about how that penalty would be calculated by the managers in the rule. Typically, this type of detail is more in manuals, and that's certainly the case for DNR and Department of Ecology. As long as I've been with the department, we've been asking for this authority, and the regulated community has been opposed to it because there are concerns about how reasonably we would be in implementing the authority. I think it's important in terms of building trust because we said, you know, we've committed to being reasonable and prudent in how we use these new tools that would go ahead and address their concerns. So we're proposing to add some numeric values and really clarify how the managers will calculate the penalty. So I'll be quiet there.
No, that's great. If you recall from seeing the proposed rule before, we had largely used a narrative description of the considerations that would add a sense of severity and penalty, dollar amount to penalties being assessed. Those came from models in state government, largely, I think, in forest practices, and we would like to retain those, but as Randy said, the added piece that staff will be doing work on is to likely to add some other tools that exist in state rules, like or handbooks, like base penalties, and then points that can help us understand the severity and sort of add penalty amounts. Again, that work is still yet to be done, but that we think is a nice balance between the clear considerations and narrative that's in the rules that you already saw, as well as, Randy said, providing a little bit of added transparency and certainty for people who have not seen how this will play out for hydraulic projects. So the specific schedule change, Randy, can you talk about that adjustment?
So before you do, Commissioner Carpenter, this is Commissioner Thorburn. Could I ask a question about another one of the rule changes?
Go ahead, Commissioner Thorburn.
Thank you. So I appreciate all the effort that staff is putting into this. It's phenomenal work, and so glad that we've gotten to this point. My observation is actually on 220-660-480, and the proposed changes needed to clarify the compliance sequence and compliance. The added paragraph, WDFW is responsible to help the regulated community understand how to comply. And then a couple of times it has sentences that start with, we achieve voluntary compliance. We is not usually used, I think, in rule. Perhaps it's the agency or usually there's a reference back to WDFW in rule. It sounds like it's taken out of a manual or something like that. I would just suggest that we be taken out of the rule language and the agency or something like that.
Okay.
Replace it.
Thank you. Yeah, that's
good point. Yeah.
Typically we use the department.
The department. Yes, exactly.
Make that change. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Okay. It's just a little thing that I noticed.
I appreciate that a lot.
Oh, good catch. Good catch.
Now we can talk about the substantive change.
Commissioners, would you like to pause for more questions or observations before we talk about the change to the schedule? Okay. Randy, could you cover the change to the schedule?
Yeah. So we're going to hopefully file the supplemental CR-102 by the filing deadline of March 4th. That will allow us to have another public comment period and public hearing, and we're planning the public hearing for the April Commission meeting. And then we would request adoption potentially at the commission's conference call on April 24th. So we're looking at a couple months delay.
And then, of course, the rules, if you were to adopt the recommended changes from the supplement 102 at the April meeting, or the April call, the rules would become effective 30 days later.
Mm-hmm. After we file, once we file the CR-103.
Any comments or questions from the commission?
Well, I just, Commissioner Thorburn, again, I think taking this time to get it right, as Randy has said, this is something that the department has been working toward for as long as I've been on the commission and longer, and to finally have it come to fruition, let's get it right. So, again, I really appreciate all the effort that the staff has put into this.
Any other questions or comments? Morgan and Randy, do you have more regarding this item, or does that wrap up your agenda?
That wraps up our intended comments, barring, as you say, any other questions or comments from the commission.
Chair Carpenter,
okay.
Commissioner Linville.
Commissioner Linville.
Since we're wrapping up, I would like to support what Commissioner Thorburn said. As a user of HPAs, I'm thrilled to see this, and I agree that let's take the time to work out if there's any bugs or just to get it right, because I think this is super valuable. So I just wanted to support that time, extra time taken.
Thank you, Commissioner Linville. Okay, Morgan and Randy, thank you very much. appreciate your input, and we'll look down the road to get this wrapped up in the right way, as the ladies just spoke to.